In Virginia, our neighbors to the west should be going by a different name, according to a movement popular on Facebook and said to be gaining ground with West Virginia lawmakers. Marcella Duchamp-Smith is with the apparently popular Appalachian People's Renaming Initiative's Leaders for Other Orthology League.
I've heard West Virginia jokes all my life. So have my kids. I don't want my grandkids to hear them. Well, you know what? There's no such thing as an East Ohio joke. A new name, a fresh start.
The current campaign to change the state name from West Virginia to East Ohio actually isn't the first time West Virginians were interested in changing their name. Cameron Aldruber of the Highlands Association Helping Archivists found newspaper articles from over 50 years ago citing interest in a state name change then.
Page 6 of the Beckley Post Herald and Register on June 16, 1963, said that the Centennial Commission chairman proposed, quote, that West Virginia change its name to Lincoln, unquote. Of course, at that time, West Virginia voted strongly for Democrats, and the notion of renaming West Virginia after the father of the GOP, according to this article, quote, was received about as enthusiastically as news of an outbreak of the plague, unquote.
Again, here is Marcella Duchamp-Smith of the present-day Appalachian People's Renaming Initiative's Leaders for Other Orthology League.
We tossed around becoming South Pennsylvania, but it's just too long. I don't even think it could fit on a license plate. East Ohio is short, concise, memorable, and is consistent with our traditional two-word state name, which some committee members just didn't want to give up.
Duchamp-Smith's organization is on Facebook, of course. Its page is facebook.com/EastOhio. An official response from the U.S. Mint on the topic of whether or not West Virginia's state quarters would need to be recalled and a new East Ohio quarter issued was not provided before press time. For Virginia Public Radio, I'm Terry Ward.